The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back to the Rookie in the Vet podcast. I'm your rookie, Dante Furco. And in this bonus episode, our own Brio Berry sat down with former University of Illinois Springfield baseball head coach Ryan Copeland to talk about his new job at Northern Illinois and everything that came with his success at UIS.
So at UIS, how was your team able to have such great success under you in your 4 years as head coach?
I think everything starts with recruiting in college athletics. And I think we did a really, really good job dominating the state of Illinois. We really pulled from Chicago extremely well, while still being able to recruit Central Illinois and local players as well. So it always starts with recruiting. And then from there, once your players are on campus, having an individual plan for them and making sure that you're getting them better. I think there's four kinds of programs. You know, the programs that they don't recruit well at all and they don't develop. Some that can develop, they don't recruit. You know, some that recruit and they don't develop. And then hopefully you're program number four, which is you recruit very talented players. And then once they're on your campus, they get better. So I think that's something we've always done really, really well there. Even back to my days as an assistant coach, we've had a tremendous staff in place during my 4 years as head coach, and certainly wouldn't have been able to accomplish anything without those guys. But I'm a firm believer that players play and coaches coach. And we've always had really, really talented players. I think we treat our guys right, put them in the right positions to be successful, and hopefully, at the end of the day, they always enjoyed their time playing under me and at UIS.
Okay. And after this past season, this is kind of a two-part question. So were you on the hunt for a new job after this past season, or did NIU go to you, or did you approach them? Can you kind of talk about how that all went down?
Actually, in my 8 years at UIS, in the last four as the head coach, I've never pursued a job, right? I've never applied for a job. I've never been the one to reach out first. And, been in a position where we've had a lot of success as a program, which leads to people thinking you're pretty good at your job, you know, whether it's true or not. So I've had opportunities in the past to leave, mainly to go be a pitching coach at the Division I level. And, always chose to stay for numerous reasons, but, did not seek out Northern Illinois. They actually reached out to me while we were still playing in our regional, back in mid to late May. And once they reached out to me, I knew it was something I probably needed to entertain since they showed some interest in me. And, once that process got rolling, there's a bunch of different steps, and it starts with being on the phone with the phone interview and then a Zoom interview. And then, of course, if you're fortunate enough, you get invited to campus for a finalist interview. So kind of one by one, all of a sudden you start realizing it might become more realistic as you get down through the process. So the fact that they reached out to me first, and spoke highly of what we had done at UIS, and they knew they wanted somebody that had head coaching experience. They didn't really care about what level it was at. That meant a lot to me, and so once they showed some interest in me, I knew it was something I'd be for sure interested in. So to be one of the youngest Division I head baseball coaches in the country is an honor. It's something I won't take lightly, but never been one to look for jobs. They reached out to me, and then it just felt right once we started moving through the process.
Okay, awesome. And can you talk about the emotions that kind of go, or I guess come with leaving a team that you spent 8 seasons with?
I think back a lot about the players that just spent so much time around the memories that we were able to create, both on and off the field. Being around those guys, you know, in the hotels, on the buses, at practice, weight room, training room, the bond that you form with your players is pretty special, especially because even though I was head coach, had a big hand in the recruiting process for all of those guys. And it's not just a four-year relationship. By the time that they're done as seniors, you throw in the COVID year, you throw in some short years, and then you work backwards to the time you initially first reached out to them when they were either a junior or senior in high school, and all of a sudden you're talking about seven, 8 years of relationships with some of these guys. So it was definitely bittersweet. Those guys were all gone by the time we got through the process. But one thing I always tell our players, no matter what team it is, no matter what season it is, last year in Cary or this year, you know, finishing 1-2 in our own regional, I tell our players, this is the last time this group will ever be together, for the rest of your lives. And I think it had some metaphor to it there, just because it actually was for me. That's the last time I'll ever be around those guys as their head coach. And so, yeah, bittersweet to say the least, but it was just time. It was time for me to move on. I had accomplished a lot as the head coach at UIS. I'm very, very thankful for my time there. Was treated so well by so many people, different athletic directors, different administrators, training staff, strength and conditioning staff. And it was an honor to be the head coach there.
Okay, great. And do you expect to bring any UIS players with you?
We're going to bring a couple of our incoming freshmen that were committed and signed to play at UIS. So a couple of those will come with us. One's a catcher, one's a right-handed pitcher, another one's a shortstop. But in terms of the current players, I think there were some plans in place to possibly take a couple of those guys with. The downside is they're very, very talented. And so when those guys hit the transfer portal as a formality with, plans to potentially come to Northern Illinois, their phones kind of blew up a little bit. So a couple of those guys have a lot of interest from some big time, Power Five schools. So I guess, yeah, we're in a recruiting battle for a couple really good arms with some of those guys. So we'll see what happens. That's kind of the nature of college athletics right now, and especially college baseball. Not only are you always recruiting players to your program at the high school level, the junior college level, of course, in the portal, a lot of time you're spending time recruiting your own players back. And that's just where we're at. So you can either adapt and turn it into an advantage in recruiting, or you can die with it and get passed up. So, yeah, hopefully we end up bringing 4 or 5 of our UIS boys, but I officially can't answer that as of right now. So we'll see.
Okay, I'll definitely have to keep my eye out for that.
For sure.
And then two more questions. So what are you most looking forward to at NIU?
I think developing the relationships with an entirely new team, getting those guys to believe that we can win, getting them to believe in themselves, it's something probably they haven't done in quite a while. So that's the first thing, is just making sure our guys are comfortable around me. They trust me, they believe in me, and then we can start getting to work on our relationship. And that's the foundation for every successful coach player relationship in college athletics or in any walk of life is trust and belief. So we'll start there. And then I think just getting to work, getting to work with a group that, probably knows we have a long way to go. I think that's a cool challenge for us. And it's a position that I haven't been in a long time, but it does remind me of when I first got to Springfield as an assistant coach. We had never won a conference tournament game. And, you look back at the success over the last 6 years, 2 years when I was an assistant coach, and then the last 4 as head coach, that didn't come out of nowhere. That had to be built. And again, that started with relationships, with trust, our relentless recruiting mentality. But I'm excited to be close to home, for me, just 45 minutes away, close to the Chicago area, and being able to make a name for Northern Illinois baseball again up here in the Chicagoland area. So we know it's going to be hard. It's going to be a big challenge, but it's one that I think I'm looking forward to. I think professionally and in anyone's career, you're always looking for a new challenge, right? Like the same reason why you're here in Springfield now and doing your thing as a reporter, just something new, something different. And again, it was just time for me to go move on to the highest level of college baseball and hopefully go lead Northern Illinois baseball to the same amount of success we had at UIS.
Okay. And lastly, how important is it for you to be able to bring Joe Kelch to NIU with you?
Extremely, extremely important. You know, he was my guy for 3 years in Springfield before he took off for SIUE this past year. We were as close as can be. I'm a big believer in the coaching staff dynamic and what that feels like in the office, on the field, you know, out on the road recruiting, on road trips. I think really, really good programs have coaching staffs that get along well. They respect each other. They can challenge each other to help the program get better. And that's something that Joe is really, really good at. So he's a tremendous recruiter. He had a big, big part in our success at UIS the past few years. Really, really good infield guy. And I think he can teach the heck out of hitting. So really, really important for me to get him back. That was my first call, of course. And I think it was a pretty easy yes from Joe.
That'll do it on the Rookie and the Vet podcast. For more on Ryan Copeland's departure and his future at NIU, you can head to both of our websites, newschannel20.com as well as foxillinois.com. For more information.